This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices, you'll look good, and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Kias and certified vehicles on sale and ready to go.
Find us fast at shopuslast.com.
Now?
Go ahead, Dad.
Shop us last. You'll love us. And I'd also like to say...
The time has come and gone. But Commonwealth Sale goes on and on.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1225. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1225. That's 800-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
The official Red Sox team store proudly announces the arrival of the 2025 Red Sox City Connect Collection. Shop brand new team and player jerseys, headwear, apparel, and novelties, all inspired by the colors and designs of Fenway's iconic Green Monster. You'll find the biggest selection of brand new City Connect items for men, women, and kids at 19 Jersey Street, right across from Fenway Park. Open 7 days a week. See you at the Red Sox game.
Congratulations to the students and staff of Emergence Academy in Springfield, Massachusetts, for their winning submission to the state's Power of Presence initiative. The school's amazing video will help spread the word about the power of students being in school every day. To see the video and learn more, visit us at doe.mass.edu.
Sponsored by the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education.
Donate your
car today at carsforkids.org.
Very good Saturday afternoon to you all. Welcome into WEEI just after 4 p.m. here on Saturday, May the 17th, 2025. Thanks so much for being with us. Dan Ball with you on this Saturday afternoon. If you're joining us here on the flagship, WEEI 93.7, thanks for being here, as well as those joining out in the Cape, Providence, Rhode Island, Springfield, Mass., Worcester, Mass., Portland, Maine, Keene, New Hampshire, Claremont, New Hampshire, and White River Junction, Vermont. If you're not joining on any of those fine affiliates here on WEEI, you must be joining on the free Odyssey app. And if you haven't downloaded that as well, make sure you do. It's free, as we mentioned, and you can get this show live. You can get the recordings of every other show, podcasts, great original content, and all those kind of things. With you here on this Saturday afternoon, 4 until 6:15, leading in to Boston Red Sox baseball. Game two of their three-game series. Game two of their 10-game homestand coming up this evening. It's a nationally televised game on Fox as they take on the Atlanta Braves. First loss for the Red Sox in interleague play this season yesterday against Atlanta. They'll look to bounce back. 7:15 is your first pitch here on this Saturday. Thank you again to the lead-in for the great folks at Baseball Isn't Boring and Play Tessie. They were coming to you live from the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in to get employee pricing on the full lineup of vehicles. Ford, from America, for America. Always great to listen to them as they set the table for the day in baseball. Today on the show, I will take heed from them and begin with the Boston Red Sox, who continue to frustrate and make the collective hair of Red Sox Nation be pulled out of the top of their heads with the way they've been playing of late. And I'll take heed from them on their question, what is wrong with the Boston Red Sox right now? And I'll ask you at 617-779-7937 if there was one hole that you can poke in the 2025 Boston Red Sox so far, as we get dangerously close to being a third of the way through the season. What's the one thing that bothers you the most? It's very clear that this group has potential, has talent. I think that's fair, but let's dive into what exactly isn't clicking for this group in just a couple of moments. But before we do that, I'd like to welcome in the gentleman who is behind the glass today, riding with me up until 6:15, Mitch Sabatelli, otherwise known as Twitch Mitch on the Greg Hill Show. Good afternoon, Mitch. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing well, Dan. Good to be here.
Great to have you with us. First time that we've worked together, so I'm fired up to get the chance to work with you. I have one question and one question only to start the Red Sox discussion. How do you grade, what do you think of the new Red Sox City Connect jerseys? Are you a fan or are you not?
I love them. I think, you know, they're a little camouflage of people in left field, but I think everyone okay. was kind of, I love the yellow, I love the marathon jerseys, but I think, you know, it was a little overplayed at this point, you know, with 3 years now.
Sure.
But I think now with the green, kind of blends in with the green monster. You got the pesky pole kind of trim over there. I love the new City Connects.
I'm right there with you.
You know, I might be buying one. We'll see.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. And John Henry will certainly like hearing that out of you if that's the case. But I'm with you. And I saw people kind of being a bit more lukewarm on it. And again, social media is the wrong place for me to get my sample size of what people think. So bear with me when I say that. But for the definition of the term City Connect, I feel like that's the most obvious pivot that you have. I'm surprised that they didn't go with the Green Monster theme for the first 3 years and then say, okay, we need to kind of innovate a little bit. Let's do something more that's city-generated, and that's how you get the marathon jerseys. But I really thought they look great, and more so than the jerseys. The one thing that there are three things that I was worried about. It was, what hats were they going to pair them with? What would the pants look like? And then what were the batting helmets going to look like? And I thought all three of those details came together and added just an extra bit of emphasis onto how much I like them so far. So unfortunately, the yellow City Connect, now yellow home alternate jerseys, had this stellar, unreal record. And now the green monster jerseys are 0-1 after yesterday's loss to the Atlanta Braves. So hopefully it can turn into more of something like the marathon jerseys did. But we'll see how that one goes. 0-1. I think if Jarren Duran had his choice, he would wear those jerseys for the rest of time. He looked much more like the angry lizard that he was when he was an MVP hopeful and an all-star MVP and an 8-war kind of player. So maybe if you could just kind of throw Duran in those, he can camouflage himself against the monster, like you mentioned, when he's playing out and left, and everybody can wear whatever else they want. I heard the guys coming in, they were talking about ways to fix the game. The jersey that gives you the most mojo, the Jarren Duran gets to wear green, and I haven't done any more research other than watching last night. But again, 617-779-7937, taking you up until Red Sox baseball. I'll have you for the pregame as well. leading into game two of this three-game series, long homestand underway for the Boston Red Sox. So as I was getting ready to come in today, I watched one of my favorite Red Sox-related video series, which is the dog walk done by good friend Lou Maloney, where he explores the depths of his mind as they relate to the Boston Red Sox and shares his thoughts. So he answered the question that he was fielding on Twitter consistently and again last night into this morning. What the hell's going on with this team and why can't they seem to break out of this funk? And for those in the fan base that are frustrated, just know that you are more than justified in being inordinately frustrated to this point in the season. The Red Sox are tied for second in their division. They are still very much a stone's throw, a hot week away from being maybe not a division leader, but certainly a wild card team and closing the gap that is now up to five games with the New York Yankees, who are starting to find their form. But if you are overly frustrated, if you already feel yourself getting fed up with where this team is at this point, you're more than justified, because this is not a couple month 2025 season issue that's befallen the Boston Red Sox. This is a post 2021 3.5 year stretch of mediocrity. This is a, what was the number I saw a couple days ago? 105 and 105 in their last 210 games played kind of situation. This is a now five games under 500 since winning the World Series in 2018. That's all it is, though. It's not 20, it's not 30 games above, below, although it's felt like it could be at certain points. Five games under 500. That is how mediocre this franchise has been in the post-2018 world. So if you find yourself getting overly agitated with this group right now, you're more than justified in doing that. So the what, we already know. What about the why? Why is this team at this point? And I'm going to borrow something that I heard from Lou, because I think it's something that bears repeating. Despite the fact that you brought in veterans, you brought in relative known quantities this offseason, Alex Bregman, of course, being number one, and he has been one of the very few parts of this roster that you could clearly identify and say, this has not been a problem. Yes, the errors that he's racked up are a bit uncharacteristic, but I think he's more than made up for that with his bat, given the expectations that people had, which is he's a slow starter. He's a career 245, 250 hitter in March and April, and then he kind of ramps up, and by the time you get into July and August, he's raking. But he's notoriously a slow starter. All of the hoopla and nonsense and bluster that we were given of, oh, it's Alex Bregman and Ted Williams as the two best OPS players in Fenway Park history. It's not that drastic, but it's a lot closer to that than we thought it was going to be. So you sign your new third baseman, and that finally gives you a known quantity at that position. Check. That box has been checked. You trade for Garrett Crochet, who has only been an ace and a starter, full-time starter, for 1 year in his career. But based on the sample size you have, you're willing to believe that this guy is going to be a stud. He's going to be a 30-plus start, hopefully 200-inning guy that's going to lead this rotation in a way that we have not seen since the guy who towed the slab and looked pretty damn good yesterday in Chris Sale. So, okay, that's two quantities that you have now addressed. Walker Buehler signed as a middle-of-the-rotation arm. You know that he is mediocre at this point in his career. With multiple Tommy John surgeries, you know you're only going to get a certain amount of success. So, 1, 2, 3, you've acquired that you have a pretty good idea of what they're going to be. Other than that, MLB service time for the remaining players on your roster, per Fangraphs. Jaron Durant, just over 2 years. Rafael Devers is now over 7. That's its own issue. Christian Campbell in his first year. He's a rookie. Willy Abreu in his second full year. Nick Sogard, Carlos Narvaez, Seydon Rafaela, all in the 0-1 range. Connor Wong into year 3. Abraham Toro technically into year 4, but he's been a journeyman. David Hamilton into year 2. Rob Ruffsnyder has been a career journeyman as well. One player I left out is Trevor Story. Story now is going into his 10th year of MLB service time, but none of those with the Red Sox have been a complete year of service time. So what I'm trying to illustrate, and this was a point that was brought up by Lou, and I think it's important. It's not an excuse. It doesn't forgive what's going on this season, but it's a factor in what we're seeing. This group is very young. They're unproven. And the point that resonated with me the most is that they don't know how to win because they haven't played winning baseball. How many of the guys that I've talked about in now the 13 minutes of this opening segment know how to win because they've been on winning teams? Alex Bregman, Rafael Devers, Walker Buehler, sure, he's been on a couple great winners. Story was on the Rockies before this. He knew how to lose and hit home runs in thin air, but he didn't know how to win. Duran has been on mediocre Red Sox teams. Abreu has been on mediocre Red Sox teams. Campbell's a rookie. Connor Wong, basically unplayable at this point, also hasn't been on winning teams. Giolito was a White Sox and then an Angel and then a Guardian very briefly and now a Red Sox. None of that says I played winning baseball. Brian Baio, been on mediocre Red Sox teams. On down the line, even going to the bullpen, the only guy that you can point to in the bullpen is go, he's played in meaningful games at some point as Aroldis Chapman. And surprise, he's been the most known quantity in your bullpen so far. This is a group that is still just too young and too green. So the question then becomes, in real time, in the middle of a season, how do you fix that with the group as currently constructed without making changes? And that's a very hard question because, in my personal opinion, there's only so much that a manager can do. There's only so much that a coaching staff can do. And there's only so much that essentially Alex Bregman and, I guess to an extent, Walker Buehler can do by themselves. Because Rafael Devers, despite being the one member of the Red Sox that has been on winning Red Sox teams, him being that one guy that's played a prominent role on a winning team of the Boston Red Sox, does not come off as a leader. And I would say that this year has put a nail in that coffin of anybody believing that he was going to be a leader, vocal or actions or otherwise, on this roster.
Yeah, and in 2018, he was, what, like 21, 22, and there was other leaders here. So he never really had that chance to be that leader, and now it seems like it's Bregman, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. And that's also not that the point that you bring up is a point well taken, and it's not his fault. It goes back to a conversation that's now years old. Why did you keep Devers when you didn't keep Bogarts and you didn't keep Betts and you didn't keep J.D. Martinez and you didn't keep? Why was he the one that ended up getting that contract that now seems like a blatant overpay? And it's because he was the last one there. Because everything that happened with Betts, he was going to hit the open market anyways. He wanted to be a free agent, and that's fine. It just is what it is. That's the reality of this player. I don't want to hear the excuses of why didn't the Red Sox pay him. He was going to go to free agency. Could you have backed up the Brinks truck and signed him as a free agent? Maybe. I don't really know that he wanted to spend the rest of his time as a member of the Boston Red Sox. That's my perception of the history that I'm viewing. Xander Bogaerts would have signed for easily less years and less money if you just treated him like an adult. And that's been something that has plagued this front office going back before Craig Breslow and before Dave Dombrowski, Chaim Bloom, Ben Sherrington, like in back to the Theo days. This team has had a lot of trouble from John Lester through Xander Bogaerts and everybody in between has had a lot of trouble having good faith, man-to-man, adult-to-adult negotiations. So you backed yourself into a corner where you were getting booed on the stage at Winter Weekend a couple years ago at the casino in Springfield, Mass, to where you had to overpay to keep Rafael Devers to keep everybody happy. Devers is not a leader of your team, unfortunately, because you have very few players, to the point from a few moments ago, you have very few players that are capable of showing this team how to win because they have played winning baseball. So the question becomes, how do you fix it? And there is no one overnight fix other than you have to be patient with some of these guys. And you have to be willing to bring in external talent. And you finally started to get the ownership to a point where they're willing to sign the contracts for the players that actually have winning resumes. You're starting to get them ever so slightly to sign those kind of players. Bring in those players, culture guys, accountability guys. guys that are going to set the tone for these younger players. This is how we play winning baseball in Boston, Massachusetts. You're slowly starting to get there, but you have a lot of work to do. One question that still remains for the Boston Red Sox is first base. Yesterday, a couple internet sleuths, boots on the ground at Fenway Park, filmed a very interesting set of drills taking place in the infield at Fenway Park. How do the Red Sox handle first base, and why Christian Campbell may just be your best option, with a caveat. We'll get into all of that, plus your calls and texts at 617-779-7937. What's on your mind with the Boston Red Sox? What's bothering you? What worries you? Or what gets you excited? I would love a little bit of positivity, because I have to then turn my attitude around at 6:15 on the Red Sox Mass Mutual pregame show and get you ready for game two against the Atlanta Braves, which I will do a little bit later. But first, here's Mitch Sabatelli with what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Celtics' pursuit of Banner 19 and back-to-back titles is over. They fell to New York 119-81 last night at MSG. Jaylen Brown led the way with 20 points. And here's what he had to say after the loss.
Things, anytime, you know, losing stings, especially finishing your season like this, you know, it wasn't our year.
The Knicks will advance to take on the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. That series gets underway Wednesday. The Red Sox losing streak was extended to four as they host the Atlanta Braves and lost in the pitcher's duel between Crochet and Chris Sale. Crochet went seven innings, allowing two runs and seven hits while striking out eight. They'll be back in action tonight at Fenway when Giolito takes the mound opposite Grant Holmes. You can hear coverage of that one right here in WEI and across the start. Shaw's and Star Market, WEI, Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Dan Ball will get you started on the Mass Mutual pregame show at 6:15. Then Will Fleming and Lenny DiNardo will have the call of the game. First pitch is at 7:15. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Denver Nuggets will be at OKC for a winner-go-home game 7 tomorrow. The winner will take on the T-Wolves in the Western Conference Finals. Over in the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs stave off elimination with a 2-0 win over the Panthers in Sunrise. They'll head to Game 7 back in Toronto tomorrow night. The Winnipeg Jets will look to follow in Toronto's footsteps tonight when they head to Dallas for Game 6. The Stars lead that series 3-2. And major news in the NFL, the 49ers and Brock Purdy have agreed to a 5-year, $265 million extension. That means he's the fifth highest paid player in the NFL. And finally, the Revolution will host the San Jose Earthquakes tonight at Gillette Stadium, kickoff at 7:30. My name is...
Join the conversation. You can call, you can text, you can join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices, you'll look good, and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
As we're talking Boston Red Sox, Red Sox take on the Atlanta Braves this evening, 7:15 first pitch. Our pregame coverage will begin at 6:15 on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Catching up with Alex Cora, out of town scoreboard, all that jazz. Couple texts to catch up on as well. Missing the one common denominator from the 207 that has been part of this baseball team for the past several years. Alex Cora, you can talk about youth, veterans, Devers, and on, but the one constant of this mediocrity is Alex Cora. And that's accurate. And that is really the one string that ties 2018 to, not COVID, because that was the one year he wasn't here, but 2021 into the 3.5 years worth of almost shocking mediocrity. That is the one thread that connects all of these things together. You've gone through multiple changes in terms of your front office operations. You've gone from big spending to small spending, and farm system rebuilding to kind of a bit more of a mix of both, or at least I think that's what Craig Breslow is trying to establish himself as. The pockets of Dave Dombrowski and the brain of Chaim Bloom makes you the best version of both for this team. So the one thing that bridges all of those gaps to that point is the leadership of Alex Cora and the management of this Red Sox team. But I'm not going to sit here and say that he's perfect. I actually think that there have been a number of different decisions, that there are factors that we don't know going on behind the scenes, but that fans have questioned that I think are legitimate. And it's bullpen usage, it's deployment of pinch hitters, it's organization of the lineup, it's where Christian Campbell's been playing and putting him up into the cleanup spot too soon. Like those are all legitimate things that if you want to point to and go, that's a mistake or I disagree with that, I think you're justified in that. All of these things come together into mediocrity, but I'll take this past or beyond this year. Let's go to the past few years. Look at the rosters and the opening day lineups that Alex Cora has had in past years. And I ask you, how much better would anybody else have done with this group? You wanna tell me that Jason Varitek would do better if you made that change? I have no sample size to believe you. Maybe he would, maybe he won't. I don't know. There's certainly going to be a different tone felt amongst the players with Jason Varitek versus Alex Cora. But would he really be the kick in the ass this team would have needed over the last 4 years? I have no reason to believe that's true. And I wouldn't know it until I see it, and we may never see it. I don't know. But there's a reason that Craig Breslow and company flew out to Colorado last year to make that deal in the middle of the season, to pay him $7 million a year over 3 years to keep him in Boston. It's because if Alex Cora was not the manager of the Boston Red Sox, almost 29 other teams in baseball would fire their manager tomorrow to hire him. There are very, very, very few managers currently coaching in Major League Baseball that I or any other team would take over him. It's always going to fall on the manager. That's the easiest thing to point to. You can't fire 26 guys on a roster, much as a lot of Red Sox fans would probably like that right now. Keep Bregman, keep Crochet, keep Justin Wilson, and throw the rest out the door. I'm sure a lot of people would be somewhere in that version of the camp. But I struggle to point and say it's unequivocally the manager, because he is regarded by his peers and people in the game as one of the best and brightest that the sport has right now. And I'll go backwards. Last year, Connor Wong, Tristan Casas, Emmanuel Valdez, Rafael Devers, Trevor Story, Jaren Duran, Sadon Rafaela, Tyler O'Neill with Masataka Yoshida, your DH. Year before that, Reese McGuire, Casas, Christian Arroyo, Devers, Kike Hernandez at shortstop, Yoshida, God forbid, in left field, Alex Verdugo on right, Adam Duvall in center, Corey Kluber, your opening day starter, with Justin Turner as your designated hitter. That's what's been going on. You had Bobby Dalbec as your first baseman the years before Casas, with Michael Chavis the year before that. You had in left field Marwin Gonzalez. I couldn't even remember which Gonzalez it was in 2021, with Alex Verdugo and Hunter Renfro. And that team made the playoffs and made a run. And then you had Verdugo, Kike Hernandez, and a broken Jackie Bradley Jr. in your outfield. I know I'm listing a lot of names, and so maybe it's not the most engaging way of making my point, but look at all of the change. Look at all of the youth. Look at all of the inexperience. Look at all of the hired guns. One year in, 1 year out. Right field went from, after Mookie Betts, Kevin Pillar, Hunter Renfro, Jackie Bradley, Alex Verdugo, Tyler O'Neill, and finally, Willier Abreu, somebody who may stick or may not. He may be on the first flight out of town when they want to call up Roman Anthony, for all I know. How are you as a manager? If you want to pin this on the manager, you want to say this is the one thread that connects all of these things together. How am I supposed to look at that and go, build a culture? Build a culture around your guys. Build a winning culture, accountability, all the different things that we talk about that a manager is supposed to bring. Set a tone. Set up habits. Set up routines. Establish leadership. Have a chain of command so that it's you down to your next coaches, to your leaders, down to the middle managers of your roster, down to your rookies. How am I supposed to ask a manager to do that when the pieces are constantly changing and the ones that you bring in are dollar store rentals most of the time? I just don't know what more you want from him in this situation. You'll point to 2025 and go, well, Dan, this was supposed to be the year. This is supposed to be the year all of the stars aligned. Well, you know what, guys? I think we probably got hoodwinked a little bit. I think we might have taken too big of a sip of the Kool-Aid this offseason. Bregman signing was great. He's been awesome. Crochet deal was great. He's been awesome. Walker Buehler, before he got hurt, good veteran pitcher. Looks like he's going to be back sooner rather than later. That's great. Everything else was part of an inconsistent, young, unproven, doesn't know how to win roster. It really didn't change all that much. So Rome was not going to be built in a day with Alex Cora at the helm regardless. So I'm not willing to put this on him. Does some of the blame go on every manager in baseball of a bad team? 100%. But I can't sit here and go, with all of the changes that have happened post-2018, this is unequivocally your fault. I would much rather have him. If we went through the other 29 managers in baseball, I feel like I could count on one hand the amount of managers I would say I'd rather have that guy right now. Right now, today. It'd be hard to do. I would challenge you to find more than five. I still think that a lot of fans, baseball fans, not just Red Sox fans, because I know we're a bit squirrely right now, would struggle to find more than five. 617-779-7937. Okay, to the news of yesterday and how it applies to today and moving forward. Christian Campbell was seen taking drills with a first baseman's mitt. Now, this could mean absolutely nothing, because as Gordo pointed out on Twitter a couple minutes ago, today's first baseman taking drills was Greg Weissert, noted right-handed reliever of the Boston Red Sox. So take all of this with a gigantic grain of infield dirt at Fenway Park. When I tell you that the Red Sox are finally starting to explore other internal options at first base, any chance he gets, Alex Cora will mention that. Well, Romy Gonzalez is about to come off the injured list. We're excited to have him back. The likely move is that he will rejoin the team and one of Nick Sogard or Abraham Toro will be sent down. And in the interim, they will continue to ride with, as Will Fleming calls him, Romy, my homie, Gonzalez. But what about a bit longer than the interim? What about a semi-permanent, if not permanent, solution at first base? what then? So this conversation, I have to couch it in with one caveat, and that is Tristan Casas the first baseman of the Red Sox at any point ever after he recovers from his devastating injury? And I just don't know if he is. So right now, I'm looking at permanent solutions to the first base position, which, again, as I mentioned before this, before Tristan Casas took over in 2023, 2 years of Bobby Dalbec, one of Michael Chavis, one of Mitch Moreland, Hanley Ramirez, back to Moreland, back to Ramirez, David Ortiz, because they were playing in Interleague, 2 years of Mike Napoli, 2 years of Adrian Gonzalez, and then you finally get to Uke. Ugh. You had Dalbec, you had Sam Travis, you had Tristan Casas. As of right now, you're 0-3 figuring out the first base position. Almost inexplicably, for some reason, this organization just does not have a feel for the first base position. So, how do you fix this? And there, right now, I've narrowed it down to two names, and neither of them are going to be Rafael Devers. I am over this whole Devers to first base thing. I'm over it. I don't want it. Everybody's going to point to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and his $500 million contract in the division and go, he just did it. A lot of players did it. Why can't Devers do it? Everything that's happened off the field this year should prove to you why you don't want that. Keep this, for me, this is my own personal opinion. I would rather you keep this guy away from a glove as far as possible than put him at first base and just repeat the same issues that you've had year over year. I'm not trying to just get Tristan Casas equivalent play at first base. I'm trying to fix this position, for God's sakes. Give me a first baseman that knows how to play first base. Currently, you have none of them. So you must ask yourself, who has the best chance to learn and work at it? Christian Campbell, when asked what his favorite position was yesterday, answered Gabriel Starr, quote, whatever position helps the team win. That is the kind of attitude I want for my first baseman. Nick Sogard said it was a little difficult to learn first base. I'm paraphrasing. But he's figuring out, he's having fun with it. And again, whatever helps the team win. You're never going to get Rafael Devers to say, I'll go play first base and I'll give it my all because it helps the team win. He'll go play first, but you really expect, after watching Devers for the better part of a decade, you honestly believe that he's going to be the guy to go down into the splits to pick a bad throw from another one of your infielders. I'm supposed to expect Rafael Devers to be ready for a pick over to first from a guy like Garrett Crochet who throws a million miles an hour. And what happens if it's in the dirt? What happens if it's to one side or the other? What happens if you might have to run into the runner in order to keep that ball in front of you, or you can't use your glove and it just has to hit you in the chest or lower? I'm supposed to trust him to be able to do that. Or if he can't do that today, learn it in a month and put the work in that's going to make him better at it. I don't care if he should be able to do that because of his contract. Can he, and do I want him to? And the answer for me is just no. So, yes, the $300-something million contract that he is currently on is an albatross, especially because now you've taken half of the game away from him. But just because you've done that doesn't mean that I should put the rest of my infield in a bad spot because you're trying to squeeze blood from this stone that is this poor contract. Mitch, where do you sit on the whole Rafael Devers first base attitude, John Henry? You guys probably discussed this ad nauseum on the morning show. So where do you land on all of this with him?
Yeah, so I agree with you there. I think with the whole Devers thing, somebody who doesn't want to play first base, he's already moved from third base. I think he's kind of settled into that DH role right now. I don't think they want to ruffle any feathers there. Christian Campbell, if you're going to play him in the outfield, play him in center field, right field,
yep,
I might as well just put him at first base because you have that option there. And you have two guys who are just tearing the cover off the ball in Meyer and Anthony. If you move Campbell over to first, now he loses some of his value because I think you signed him as a second baseman there, but just for need, you put him at first base, you move Meyer to second base. I think that's the most logical situation there. And like you said about Cora, if he left the Red Sox the next day, he would be signed by some team as a manager. So
yeah, yeah. I think it's fair to put it that way. Maybe that's homerish of me to say, and I will own that if that's the case. But I think that is the perspective. So back to the Devers conversation and to the first base conversation. We are up against a break, so we can continue this on the other side. Plus, what you would want to do at first base for the Red Sox at 617-779-7937. I am out in terms of trusting Rafael Devers as my first baseman moving forward. Christian Campbell is now one of the two players that I have landed on as guys who I think can make the best of this situation without trying to go external. I think that for the time being, first baseman on bad teams, there aren't enough bad teams in baseball or teams that are worse than you in baseball that are worth going and trying to pilfer a first baseman from. I hate to break it to you. If you go, Colorado Rockies, they've won like two games. What about them? Their first baseman is worse than anything that you've rolled out so far this year. They are out. I've heard Rhys Hoskins. I love it, but Milwaukee's still in the mix. It's too early to have these conversations. So internally, if you're trying to solve this problem, while you have a logjam of middle infielders that are just knocking on the door to try to get on your team this year and years forward, two of those guys, I think, fit the bill and could solve this in a much better and more effective fashion than shoehorning a disgruntled Rafael Devers over to first would do. We'll continue the first base conversation with the Red Sox up next. We'll also pivot over to the Boston Celtics in the 5 o'clock hour. The Celtics season is done, and doom and gloom was in the skies on a Saturday morning for Celtics fans here in Boston. All of that and more coming up next here on WEEI. And we'll take
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
over pregame coverage on the Red Sox radio network, so stay tuned for that. I'll have you through the remainder of the afternoon into evening and then take you in to pregame coverage as well. 617-779-7937. The Red Sox and their first base dilemma, one of many dilemmas that seem to have befallen this team this season. So Christian Campbell, having been taking drills and ground balls at first base, now appears to be on the table as a first baseman. We were told for at least a week and a half to 2 weeks from Alex Cora and other members of the Red Sox organization that Christian Campbell would continue to focus on second base and his work in the outfield, and that would kind of be what it would be. And then all of a sudden they tipped their hand yesterday at Fenway Park ahead of the game last night that at least the thought has crossed their mind that Campbell could be a first baseman. I don't know if that's a short-term fix or a long-term fix. The Red Sox don't seem committed to playing Christian Campbell anywhere. So it shows me that either they're not sure where he fits or they think he fits everywhere and they want him to get a bit more experience everywhere. If you're not sure where he's going to go, regardless of what they think about it, I'm all in on giving this a go at certain points. So the question that kind of goes along with all of this is, where do you fall on Tristan Casas, as mentioned right before our break? If Tristan Casas is not your first baseman of the future, then I think you absolutely have to think about Christian Campbell as the heir apparent at first base, because you really don't have much in the pipeline. I know Blaze Jordan right now is in the minors and working through it, so maybe that becomes an option, but you don't have multiple options. You have one guy that's making his way through the minors at a normal pace that you shouldn't need to rush. So if you feel that you need to fill this spot now and you want it to be the same come 26 and 27 and 28 and on down the line, then Campbell's your guy. I will also add that outside of Christian Campbell, the Red Sox number 3, 6, 7, and 11 prospects are all middle infielders. Now, none are above double A right now. Mikey Romero, Franklin Arias, a couple other guys that are in that group. None are above double A. So you're still 2 to 3 years away from having the conversation about those guys being major leaguers. Why does 2 to 3 years make sense? Great question, people who didn't actually ask me, as I just asked myself rhetorical questions. Trevor Story, at the end of this season, has a potential opt-out in his contract. Now, if he remains with the team and opts in, it's 3 years and $55 million that are going to the player. There is no way at this point in his career that Trevor Story is turning around and going, you know what? Let's test the free agent market. Let's put my resume on display for 29 other teams in baseball and see if I can outdo the money that I signed 6 or 7 years ago with the Red Sox. Not a snowball's chance in hell, Mitch, that's going to happen.
Unless he has that Trevor Story hot streak right at the end of September that's what's going to happen. But I think with these middle infielders, when you draft baseball players now, you're like, you want a shortstop, you want a third baseman, and then eventually if they fail at the position, then they become a first baseman. But Red Sox defense in the pipeline has been pretty good, so I think that's right. The reason why they don't have many first basemen out there.
No, it's true. Yeah, they've kind of gone up the middle, which is a good organizational philosophy. You draft middle infielders, you draft center fielders, and you draft hard throwing pitchers, and you kind of shoehorn them and mold them into whatever you want them to be. Christian Campbell, if he was on a normal prospect timeline, would be doing this kind of stuff in double A or triple A, but he just blew right through the minors. He's so good that you're still kind of developing him as a prospect on the fly in the bigs. And I know he struggled a little bit, but that's because you put Christian Campbell, a rookie, in the cleanup spot. Like, you're giving him the keys to the castle as a rookie right now, and you're showing that you're still willing to work with this guy and let him figure it out on the fly. And you made that a financial fact as well, signing him to that contract. So if Tristan Casas is not a part of your future in your eyes, and I would not be overly surprised based on the way that it seems like the franchise was moving with him. There were a lot of platoons that were going in over the last year and a half, not having him hit against lefties and different things that kind of tipped their hand to maybe they're not overly in on where this guy is going before the injury. If that's where they are right now on this position, why not? Because then your next move, and either move allows you to do this, is to call up Marcelo Meyer, because that seems to be the easy answer to the question, why haven't the Red Sox shook anything up yet? The easy answer is the kids. Unfortunately, neither have a direct path, but your easiest way to get Marcelo Meyer into your lineup somewhere is to move one of your middle infielders over to first base right now. So Campbell is on the table. In my estimation, if you don't think Tristan Casas is a part of your future, because he can be your first baseman for a while. He has the physical build and honestly just the general range and ability to move smoothly and swiftly. It hasn't been the greatest watching him at second base so far. So allow the guy with the bigger frame to start to work things out at first base. He's an athlete. He will be able to learn it. And clearly, he's got the mental ability and the attitude of, I'll do whatever it takes for this team to win, to work at it and make himself at least to the point where you're getting better defense than you were getting from Casas. So that's one. And number two is Trevor Story. The fact that he has 3 years left on his contract, but you're already getting to the point where, metrically speaking and eye test speaking, the range is dwindling. The arm is starting to dwindle. The impact of years and years of dealing with just awful, awful injuries are starting to catch up with this player. Story is going to want to make something out of these 3 years. You're going to have to find a way to make this contract work, because unless you're going to DFA him, which may be on the table, and I don't know, but that's a lot of money to eat over 3 years. You have to try to find a way to make it work with this guy. Because I just don't see this front office and this ownership group being like, yeah, $55 million? Let me eat that as a garnish on my steak. I'll eat that, no problem. Go play for Worcester. Go be a Woo Sock. I don't see that for Story. This group just doesn't seem to have the propensity to do that. If anything else, they'll put him on the injured list and hide him on whatever island Masataki Yoshida is living on right now. But assuming that none of that happens and they want to try to get this guy in the lineup, why not clear the way up the middle, move him to first, and in what will likely be his last big contract as a major leaguer, do what, this is an extreme example, happened to Nomar Garciaparra at the end of his career. As injuries started to catch up with Nomar, he became a corner infielder. He became a first baseman. He became a DH. And you trust the sure-handed former shortstop to be able to learn that as well and to make the most out of what he has left in his career and hopefully continue to have that attitude of, I'll do what it takes to win. And it should be able to preserve him a little bit. Less range, less movement, more just focused on keeping the ball in front of you. The glove has not been the issue at any point. So I would trust him to be able to make those plays. So those are the two main options that I have in front of me right now. Christian Campbell and Trevor Story. If you're doing it internally, how about externally? And that's where I'll turn to George and Andover. Good afternoon, George. How are you?
Hi. You know, the thing that helps the general manager make his performance bonus by not spending any money is yeah. also the thing that could help the young second baseman.
Sure, Campbell. Yeah,
Kristen Campbell.
Yeah.
By the way, I was online last night, and Kristen Campbell was saying hello to Dee Gordon, who's the son of our relief pitcher in the 90s, Tom Gordon,
oh.
who's a broadcaster.
Oh, no kidding.
So
I didn't see that.
So the way we managed to identify him was the old-fashioned way, you know, word of mouth inside the organization.
Right.
That's why he has fast-tracked. His father was, his mother's name is Tanya, which rings up something athletic, and his father was a running back for Georgia, so, and is an accomplished person as a teacher. So it comes from good roots.
No kidding.
You know, I'm the kind of guy who 10 years ago, 12, 15 years ago, when the steroid scandal was in, by the way, I set up clinical labs to do testing. So I also read the drug testing protocol. I just read it again. It's completely different than it was 10 years ago. It was very easy to cheat on it 10 years ago. You went into a restroom, into the locker restroom by yourself, and you brought out the sample by yourself. So you could pay the towel boy to leave something behind the toilet or whatever.
George, I got to ask you, it says on my screen here you had a thought on Rhys Hoskins and Justin
yes.
Turner. Is that true?
Yeah, George, yeah. We had Rhys yeah. and Turner.
So let's go back to the general manager.
Yes.
He wants to make his money.
Okay.
Rhys Hoskins costs $17 million. Justin Turner is doing not much, but he's a good comparison
yep.
from my next one. He's making 3.5. And a guy who is working was not picked up by anybody at 1.5 is the guy, the fourth member of the Houston Astros, who was the guy who was more dependable than any of the other three in hitting fifth and driving in runs. And his name is Yuli Gurriel, the best player who ever came out of Cuba.
Okay, so we've got those three options on the table. And, George, I appreciate your call and the history lesson that we all got is attached to that.
George had knowledge.
He did. I can tell you, he told me a lot of things I did not know. I just wanted to...
On the call screen, he just said, Reese and Turner.
There you go. He didn't say anything about...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.